At the end of a long line of blacktop, a noted team of science filmmakers work into the night. Great care has been taken lighting the area of impact. An even bath of soft light cuts a circle shape into the night. Scaffolds, cherry pickers, and generator trucks. Cables thick as eels. Fragile clusters of bulbs dangle overhead. 1,000 mini suns. The aluminum streetlight pole, new and glinting silver green, rough with sharpened highlights. The Continental, the square-looking one, from that decade of heavy looks, waits down a smooth, freshly blacktopped lane. Grinding acceleration, wire rope torqued to attention by a spinning cable spool on a flatbed. Sweet diesel deep in the nose. The car is reeled in fast, and it's obvious it's not under its own power. The same kind of technical anticipation was felt at the trade show the week before. Stress-responsive alloys, a popular topic. Breakaways were all the rage this season. We savor the view. Examine the intricacies, the details of the experiment. The Continental bucks a little in the rear end, tilts and wrinkles into the pole just at the moment of impact. We slow our talent for viewing. Sparks from below, and then it's free, ejected up and now falling. High-speed cameras capture a wobble as it migrates up the pole. The smash is silent. We might not hear it. Did we just see that? Or... We slow our talent for viewing because we adore time travel. Beyond the test site, we're out of town. The real outskirts. On a flat country road in America where the streetlights fade to prairie darkness. Night air pools in the darkest shadows. Climb over the rusted fence and we're in. We're in someone else's yard now. No lights to give you away. That's the one feeling you know, except right now, you're in a junkyard. Used soil underfoot. Oil thick ground. Rust powdered fine, tight and transformed. Before us stand rows of Detroit's finest, half crumpled and stacked. Walk among them. Enter the Museum of Dead Transportation. Sit in the back of Peter Zandel's Buick 8. Not much rust for a 37. Turn on the radio and crank the plastic ivory knob to find a station. One that fits the solitude of the moment. 408,000 miles of Midwest regional sales calls. Mid-Ohio in the fall. Up and down Illinois in winter. Michigan in the spring. Peter worked for a company that produced a mint breath spray. The green liquid came in a small glass vial. In later years, the cap was modified with a pen clip. Peter dreamed on the highway. He dreamed of being a visiting lecturer. He desperately wanted to be a writer. And on those long road trips, he composed elaborate mysteries, plots that were steeped in history. He changed his driving habits as he rolled through the small college towns, taking it all in, slowing at the sight of ivy-covered buildings. Lecturer. Lecturer. Visiting lecturer. The word was almost pornographic. Lecturer. it would say on the embossed business card. Visiting lecturer with a trunk full of novels, not breath spray.
Heading towards the university where I'll be delivering a lecture as a guest lecturer.
Just left a roadside diner. It was kind of strange. There was a dog inside an Airedale. It seemed, I don't know, out of place. It just seemed too regal for a diner. Airedale had something about him. Ah, yes. That's it. The Airedale. The Airedale was missing. No one knew whether it was the fault of Mr. Broxley, or that if the three-time Westminster champion Airedale, Prince Gold Standard, had just wandered off on a fox. Some 2 weeks back, details were discovered in Mr. Broxley's painting journal. Broxley described a sketch of Prince Gold Standard.
I was laboring
mildly over Gold Standard's difficult knees, never realizing how, like, miniature tree trunks the front legs are, stiff and straight.
Much like little redwoods.
Being that I've been expediting, exacting detail is my commerce, and following such discretions as I work allows me to relax. The fur is dense, packed. All that curling hair and tight swirls to be rendered in fine line. Tedious, yes, but I'm the man for such tedium. My relation with this beast will end once I have completed this sketch of him. His outbursts upon my being will forever be contained by the cool stroke of my hand. He has a perfect box-shaped head. Roman. Regal. Statuesque. The old masters had a vision when it came to dogs. The slightest nuances in expression were rendered from aggressive stances of hounds to the diminutive, impish half faces of matronly lap dogs. True vision.
Heading towards the university where I'll be delivering a lecture. As a guest lecturer, talking about the mysteries of mystery writing. Maybe. I want to talk to you today about mystery writing, and let me wax solipsistic if I could. I have been driving about 20 hours now. I slept a little, but not much. Passing all the highways and byways of Ohio. Passing each road as it's numbered. Like chapters in an unending book. The roads curve. Like the turning of a page. Just going nowhere, just driving. I don't know.
There are still a few medium point pens under the driver's seat. Look past the faded Coke bottle windshield, out beyond the curved hood, across dead lanes of ancient traffic, under the alien noise of cicadas. There is static. There's static on the road, at the long line of blacktop.